This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. After advising residents not to travel for Thanksgiving, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock boarded a plane to Houston Wednesday morning to visit his wife and daughter. His flight departed less than 30 minutes after he urged families on social media to stay home for the holiday because of rising COVID-19 cases in Denver. Hancock spokesperson Mike Strott says the mayor will follow all necessary health and safety guidelines and that he'll go into quarantine upon his return. Colorado businesses that refuse to comply with restrictions to slow the spread of COVID-19 could lose their licenses. The state health department already can suspend or revoke the licenses of restaurants that don't take steps to avoid spreading diseases like salmonella. Governor Jared Polis says pandemic restrictions are no different. Businesses in Larimer County announced they will ignore the new tightened restrictions, which limit capacity to 25%. Since Monday, more than 230 people in Larimer County have tested positive for coronavirus. Most state offices will be closed Friday as government employees are temporarily furloughed. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
About 22,000 state workers will not be working, and many won't be paid, on the day after Thanksgiving. That means that many state offices, such as the DMV, will be closed for the day. But essential employees at hospitals and prisons and on the highways will keep working. Governor Jared Polis ordered most employees of the executive branch to take furlough days as a cost-cutting measure during the economic downturn caused by the pandemic. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
It's sunny and cool across Colorado, 39 degrees in Denver, 44 in Colorado Springs, 41 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.